under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Tuesday, Election Day, February 27th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. If you haven't voted yet in the 9 days of early voting, which ended on Sunday, today is the day. And I know you think it's all in the bag for Trump. It's in the bag for Biden, so why bother? I'm going to tell you why. This has got to be a resounding turnout. Highest numbers in an early presidential primary in the history of our state ever. We are voting before March 1st. Why is that important? The Democrats and Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Lansing wanted to make Michigan relevant in the presidential process. So what have we heard so far? Trump has run the table on everybody, got all the candidates to drop out except for Nikki Haley, who's actually being supported by Democrats. I'll get into that in the next segment. Biden has got a problem holding his Democrats together because of Rashida Tlaib, the Palestinian congresswoman downstate. She's telling Democrats, and her staffer, who happens to be her sister, has been running a campaign telling Democrats, especially Muslim Democrats, in Dearborn, Hamtramck, and other areas, to vote uncommitted on the Democrat ballot. Do not vote for Biden. So if the Republicans get out today in huge numbers and vote for Trump, that will send a strong message to Nikki Haley and the Democrats supporting her to drop out of the race before Super Tuesday. The Democrats' numbers need to be so much lower than Trump's, it's going to become clearly obvious that Donald Trump is going to win the state of Michigan. I don't care if they swap out Biden with Kamala Harris or Michael Obama. I don't care who they put in there. They could even put Oprah Winfrey in there at their national convention. It's not going to matter. Donald Trump is going to be the next president. This is the message you've got to send to Whitmer today. If you haven't voted yet, get out and vote today. The polls are open right now. 7 o'clock they opened. Vicky got up at 6 o'clock this morning, quietly tried to be as quiet as a mouse, got out of the house. I went back to sleep for a little bit. She's working the polls until noon. Then she's going to come home, I'm sure, and go back to bed. The polls are open until 8 o'clock. If you haven't voted yet, you need to get out and vote for Donald Trump today. It's that simple. This will be huge. And the fact that Whitmer is going to be embarrassed because she's one of 8 national campaign chairmen of Biden's campaign, we need to do a smackdown on the governor and embarrass her politically today. That's why you're going to go out and vote. Steve, I'll get to your comment on the other side. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
My name is Todd Spalper. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common-sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, electsmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number one. Out of the gate, Steve, up in the Gatesville area, I believe, says, I've been keeping an eye on Rayburn Township Hall. There's been no early voting in Chippewa County. I think, Steve, I'm not sure if somebody up in Chippewa could confirm this for me. I believe they had one location in Chippewa County, or perhaps two, where the townships took shifts in manning the 9 days of early voting. I know, I believe Emmett County did it, and I think it was Sheboygan County. I'm not sure. Here in Antrim County, they voted, and every single township, city, and village wanted their own autonomy. They wanted their own staff. They wanted people coming to the township hall. It was a complete waste of money. 9 days of early voting that Vicky worked every single day, 9 to 5. Except for a couple of days they sent her home early because nobody was coming. 9 days of early voting produced 63 votes out of 1,200 registered voters in Torch Lake Township. 7 people average. The biggest turnout, the very first Saturday. They had 14 people vote that day, including the poll workers. This 9 days of early voting is absolutely stupid and a complete waste of money and time. Unbelievable. Our beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, Alice Township, 27 people. 27 people in 9 days. That's 3 a day. Unbelievable. Jim Rieger, president of the Onaway School Board, loud and clear in Millersburg this morning, looking forward to Cobo Hall on Saturday. Yes, sir, definitely want to hook up with you guys down there. Not sure what she got paid, but our people got $15 an hour. Vicky got 21. Mike, Indian River, Sheboygan County had one location. He was 118 as of Friday at noon, countywide. 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 How many townships, cities, and villages are there in Sheboygan? 15, 18, like our Antrim? So let's round the number up. Let's just say it's 120. 120 for an entire county. Out of what? You got Sheboygan County, what, 23,000 people? I'm assuming you probably have, if the qualified voter files are right, you probably have 16,000 legitimate registered voters. I don't know. 118 people. This is completely ridiculous. Nikki Coons down in Manistee. My township posted 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. for today. Wasn't sure if it was typo or just wanted to share that one with the township. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. statewide elections today. Rod and Tracy Wheeler, my wife and I voted this morning. Your cards went out, sir, along with about 6 other packages. They'll be delivered, I don't know, today, tomorrow. This was really weird. I shipped these cards out last week to Donna and Jerry up in Cedarville in the UP from Traverse City. I'm shipping them as media. They call them books, material, printed materials, anything like that is called media. So I get to ship it out for half the normal price. It's $4.87, I believe, instead of the normal $9.80 or whatever. Don and Jerry in Cedarville from Traverse City got it the next day, as if I had overnighted it at like $27. That was really cool. Let's see. Officer Rick, he's working as a school cop. He'll be voting this afternoon. Absolutely, people. You got to get out and vote today. Okay, there's Nancy in Cedarville. Mackinac County had early voting in St. Ignace. So if you wanted to vote early, you had to come to St. Ignace for the entire county of Mackinac. See, that is at least smart, and I'll tell you why. And I got into my clerk's case a little bit. After the show one day, I went up and took Vicky some lunch that I had made for her. Yes, I cook. I made her a nice lunch. I took it up to her. I walked in. There was, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 people sitting in the small conference room for early voting. $21 an hour times 6, $120 an hour, 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, 8 hours times 9. How much did it cost my township? I just did the math, Randy. Couldn't you do it in your head? Really? 8 hours a day times 9 days is 72 times 21. $1,512. $1,512 for 9 days of early voting in my township. What a complete waste. Absolute joke. And again, you have to understand what's at stake here today. Number one, we need to send a message to Nikki Haley, which according to Vicky's unscientific polling of pulling the ballots out of the machine, being the very, she watches everything. She said Nikki Haley's probably going to get about 30%, 35% of the vote. 30 probably. Donald Trump will get 70. So it'll be a huge message to Nikki. You're wasting our time. Number two, Democrats, I don't even think are going to get out and vote. The only thing on the ballot today is a Democrat or Republican ballot. And the only thing there is presidential. That's it. That's the only oval you're coloring in. I don't think the Democrats are even going to bother. I don't think there'll be a large crossover vote. I don't think they're going to get out and vote for Nikki Haley today. And I don't think some of them are even going to bother to vote at all. And some of them that do vote might vote uncommitted, especially if they're sympathetic to what's happening in the Gaza Strip right now in Israel. If they're Muslim, Palestinian, whatever, they might vote uncommitted. And this is going to send a major one-finger salute to Gretchen Whitmer. And that's exactly what I hope happens. This total scam of 9 days of early voting, pushing the primary in front of March 1st, costing the Republicans delegates at the national convention. That's exactly why we're all going to Detroit on Saturday. Going to Detroit on Saturday per the agenda that was given out, read out loud in all 83 county conventions on Thursday, February 15th at 7 o'clock. The purpose of this county convention is to send voting delegates and alternates to Detroit, Huntington Place, 1 Washington Boulevard, on Saturday, March 2nd at 10 a.m. And that's what most of us are going to do. Well, the other side thinks that they're going to hold a competing convention in Grand Rapids at DeVos's Amway Plaza. Congressman Jack Bergman, former chair of the 1st District, Sue Aller, and this woman who was on my show, Hema Kolanegridi, running for Republican National Committee woman, had their picture taken and planned to attend the convention in Grand Rapids. Bergman's not coming to Detroit. He's going to go to Grand Rapids. This is unbelievable. Well, another thing that's going to be voted on possibly, and we're going to be talking to Dan Bonomi about it in the third hour. He's coming on from 11:05 to 11:30. He's the new vice chair for Christina Kreml. In Detroit, the Michigan Republican Party is prepared to vote on Saturday at Huntington Place venue in Detroit for a first ever party constitution, which would eliminate nearly all of our public primary elections for the Republicans in favor of a precinct delegate focused system. Republican delegates would be charged with picking the party's nominee for every position, with the exception of precinct delegate and president, under the 12th right in the newly proposed Michigan Republican Party's Bill of Rights. Finally, finally, finally. I've been calling for this for years. Oh, I am so glad that they finally have taken this up. Why do we wait until August 6th to have a primary election when only about a month or so later absentee ballots start going out? We are just going to find out who our candidates are in August. Thousands, millions of dollars being spent on these primaries to the general public, many of whom are not Republicans, many of whom don't even know who these candidates are. They don't know what they stand for. They don't know their values. They don't know their principles. They don't know their resumes. They don't know anything, and are expected to go on August 6th and pick our Republican candidates to run against the Democrat in November without knowing anything about them. I'll give you a perfect example. The incumbent for the 106th right now is Cam Cabot. If the general public were to be the ones to pick on August 6th, they very well may vote for him because they don't know any better. They don't know that he voted for Joe Tate to be the speaker. They don't know that he did not vote, was not present when the vote took place on the gun bills. And he also now supports this stupid solar panel, solar farm in Presque Isle County. This guy cannot take any more special interest money than any state rep has ever done, ever. Bergman endorses him. I endorse Todd Smallenberg. If we had an election on Saturday in the first district caucus, where the 106 districts, five and a half counties, broke out in a corner and had Cam Cabot talk and then had Todd Smallenberg talk, who do you think the delegates would vote for? You've heard his commercials. You've heard his voting record for Cam Cabot. He voted for the Democrat budget. Who do you think the delegates on Saturday in Detroit would vote for? Todd Smallenberg or Cabot? Text me a C for Cabot. Text me an S for Smallenberg. Let's do an unscientific poll during this break. Bottom of the hour news of hour one. C for Cabot, S for Smallenberg this Saturday in Detroit. On the hour news break, we'll have our results. We'll be right back.